The following is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Ryan Bonner here with you, and we are live for WeFindYourCar.ca. Also, we'll discuss CashForYourCar.ca. And you may be wondering, well, what is there to talk about? A lot. The pre-owned vehicular industry is kind of an up and down roller coaster right now. We'll find out more about why that is. But of course, if you have any questions about looking for a pre-owned vehicle for your commercial use, personal use, or you have a vehicle in good condition and you want to flip around, trade in, or get some cash for, we'll cover that off as well. But the person who knows everything about everything within the car industry is here as well. Vince Eluzzi from WeFindYourCar.ca. How are you doing today, Vince?
Great. Good morning, everybody. It's a beautiful day today and a good day to talk about vehicles and all things cars.
Yeah, and there's always a lot to discuss. And now it's definitely almost like taking a look at the markets as though we're trading stock with what's going on out there. Still a kind of a pandemic-riddled situation, world out there. But for everybody listening, though, that's something that your business has been kind of uniquely positioned, well-positioned, even before COVID-19. You've been doing the virtual thing where people can go online and check out WeFindYourCar.ca, CashForYourCar.ca. So you've been doing that for years prior to the pandemic and even during the pandemic. Open, closed, depending on how the lockdowns fluctuate, you've been helping people out no matter what, correct?
Yes, definitely. I mean, just like our name says, WeFindYourCar.ca, even though we have a physical location in Milton at 8215 Lawson Road, which we've had here for 30 years, we do carry cars like any other car dealer, but the service that we've always loved to provide is going that extra mile and not forcing people to buy what we have, which is obviously the easier route for any car dealer. Even if you let's say your neighbor is a salesperson at a local GM dealer and, he wants to sell you what he has, but does he want to go the extra mile and find the car that you truly need, get you a great deal, and spend many, many hours online through all the sources that he may have access to? That's the kicker. And because we started doing that, many, many years ago, WeFindYourCar.ca was technically created 13 years ago, the name, but that doesn't mean that's when we started doing this. From day one, for family and friends, let's say at the start, hey, Vince, find me this car. And I would put in that extra effort and that extra time to find them exactly what they want through my resources, dealer auctions. Dealer auctions are simply a place where a dealership, say a brand new Honda store that takes in a Toyota on a trade, can bring the car, sell it to another dealer, and get their money back. If they're a Honda dealer, maybe they don't want to sell a Toyota, for example. Some new car dealers don't want to focus on used cars, and some do. But in the end, dealer auctions are a way of protecting dealer-to-dealer transactions. So they're not as is. We're protected because the auction is the one that collects the money and pays out the money. And they will not pay out the money to the person selling a car until the lien check is done. There's a full mechanical check. There's obviously a Carfax check done. And then they do an inspection on a hoist to make sure there's no damage underneath, frame damage, structural damage, hidden damage that CarProof didn't pick up. So these dealer auctions, sometimes people don't understand what they are and they just think of, the typical auction house. Well, no, the auction is a protection from a dealer-to-dealer transaction, and that's where we get a lot of our vehicles from. These auctions are not open to the public. There's one, I think, in North Toronto, but it's not really a typical wholesale auction. It's almost a retail auction where dealers can drop off cars there with safety certificates, and they just kind of help them sell certified cars. But it's almost amused for people to think they can truly get wholesale value there. They can't. Well, through our service, what we've decided to do many years ago is not work for a lot of money. We work for a little bit of money, but not a lot of money. So we'll find that car. We put in all the effort. We don't charge you a penny up front. There's no obligation. And once we find that car, we email you all the pertinent details. You're put, like you said, in our virtual chair. And if you're comfortable, only at that point do we take a very small deposit, $1,000, for example. We get the car through our dealer auction. We bring it here. After it goes through all the vigorous checks, it goes through our personal vigorous checks. The mechanic shop that we use will do a full 120-point-plus inspection. We certify the car, we detail the car, and then we deliver it to you all ready, nice and shiny, and at that point, you get to inspect the car. And if you're not happy with it, you can have your $1,000 back, and you do not have to take the car. That is a pretty foolproof way of buying a vehicle through our service. And it is a lot of work for us to do, and there's not a lot of money to be made, and that's why there's not many dealers that offer what we do. But we started many years ago doing it, and it's grown to the point where we do so much volume that it's financially successful for us to do volume and not make a lot per each sale.
Well, in order for you to do volume, you have to provide a pretty stellar level of customer service because, you know, your business model is also built on referrals. And I remember, you know, when we were doing this in the studio pre-pandemic and every Saturday after the show, you're like, all right, you know, good show. I got to get back to the shop there. I got a whole bunch of customers to call back and talk to. And so you are, as you said, you're busy constantly working and making sure that people get the right vehicles in their hands. So it's an ongoing process.
Just like you said, it's me talking to them, right? It's not us hiring inexperienced people to talk to the clients. You get to deal with me and only myself or Nick, who's actually got more years experience on me. so that's the only two people that work here that do everything. You know, we're beyond running a large dealership because we do have a large local dealership here in Milton that we've had for 30 years, like we said, with an inventory that, you know, the radio listeners are more than welcome to buy out of our inventory. We'll get a little bit more into that a little later in the show. Sure. But again, the whole thing is if we don't have it, we'll find it for you. And that can take time. That doesn't just mean by the snap of a finger, especially these days, you know, with the massive shortage of cars, that we can find it. Yeah. But it costs you nothing for me to try to find it. And then, of course, the cash for your car, which we'll get a little more into, we'll buy your car as well. We're a full-service dealership offering financing to good credit, bad credit, no credit. We'll sell you a car. We'll take in a trade, save you taxes. We'll just buy your car. We provide all sorts of financing options. You know, it's great when you can get things done from A to Z, and you're only dealing with, generally, myself for all those processes. You don't have to deal with five different people and explain your situation. It's really easy to deal with us, and, you know, it's a win-win if we can help. And if not, you have zero to lose by trying. But the brokering service is a unique one. Again, we're dealing with a shortage of cars. You know, we talk about the stock market of vehicles. That's not changed. There's a lot of people now have heard about the computer chip shortage, in Southeast Asia they get hit by COVID a lot and they shut down their plants. And these are the same computer chips that run our phones, our iPads, and even the little remote fobs to get into a car. When there's a shortage of those, millions of shortage, that affects, unfortunately, the production of brand new vehicles, which in turn affects people trading in their used cars. They have to hold on to them because there's nothing.
Global supply chain, right?
Exactly. So, and it's affecting all industries. It's not just us. It's going all the way down the line, but it's something that's going to be around for a while. So we've talked about, that we heard 3-4 months ago in August they were going to catch up, and they did, and they started producing more new cars, but then bang, another shortage hit again. They have to shut down their plants. And so we're going to be in a little bit of a up and down roller coaster when it comes to a lot of things in the world in the car industry for the next maybe year or 2 years. We don't know really. But we tell people if you have something like a truck or an SUV or a car you're not really using and you want to cash out, now's the time. If you need to replace it with something similar, then it might not be the smartest, lateral move. But if you can replace it, say, with something downsizing to something that is, because there are still a lot of good deals out there on cars, it's just certain types of cars are worth a lot more than others. So you want to play this game smart. And by using our service, we have all the knowledge. We've always been on top of the game. We've always been ahead of the game. That's something we've, always had pride in here at Parkway Auto Trade and WeFindYourCar.ca. And trust us to help you, give you the right information. Of course, that's what we're here to do. And if the process works for both parties, then the transaction is done. And if not, we'll gladly give you some free advice. And maybe we'll see you again in the future, or you can refer someone to us. But that's in a nutshell the whole different processes that we offer.
Now, we'll talk about Cash Your Car in a minute and more on WeFindYourCar.ca as well. But, I think questions you've been getting over the last couple of years, maybe they've been ramping up a bit, but people have been asking you about electric vehicles, and I'm sure that's a growing industry that you're seeing.
Well, I'll be honest. We were, we always ahead of the game, but sometimes we like to look at the game before we get into the game. So something we were keeping an eye on electric cars for years was checking the prices out. There's sometimes there was government rebates when you know, when the whole craze started. And then we hear on the news that all cars will be electric by 2023. Well, that's not going to happen. Nobody out there has to worry if you're buying a gas car. The world's not going to be full of electric cars, you know, in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. There's going to be gas cars around for, as far as I think, in my lifetime still. But it's obviously transitioning that way. And guess what we've done? Well, we've tried to carry as big an inventory of electric cars as possible, and we've educated ourselves fully over the last few years on them. And, you know, we even have a level 2 charger here for use for our clients and obviously to charge our cars faster. So it's something that we definitely is newer knowledge for us. Not that we didn't know about it, but again, we didn't want to jump into the game until we experienced it, got customer feedback on the cars. And then there's things that can happen, like the Chevy Bolt, which has a famous recall for the batteries possible to melt or burn. You know, so they say when you charge your car, make sure it's not in your garage. So, I mean, there's things that can arise. I mean, gas cars have had issues for years as well, so it's nothing new when we hear of recalls. But then GM's working on getting new batteries, you know, to supersede. So even if little problems can happen, the one thing manufacturers do is they always fix their problems, generally. You know, some have been caught not fixing problems, i.e. Volkswagen in the past. But, electric cars are great. They really are. There's a lot of major bonuses with them, and then there's some negatives with them. So, you know, is nothing wrong to continue to buy gas or nothing wrong to buy electric? You have to make the educated decision that is best for you. And we're here to help with that decision anytime. But, you know, talking about our inventory, we do carry an inventory. If we can get, you know, our hands on electric cars at great prices, they're in our inventory, like the Chevy Bolt, which is a big popular one, like the Hyundai Ioniq, like the Hyundai Kona. We don't have any Teslas in stock. We are looking always to purchase Teslas, but they're a little different price point, and sometimes we find the prices get a little absurd on them. And, you know, we're always looking for deals. So what we stock in our inventory is what we think are deals and good value for the customers. But can we get you a Tesla through our We Find Your Car service? Of course we can. So anything people want to talk about with us, we're here anytime, whether it be an electric car, a gas car, the future, the current. Ask us anything, anytime.
Jetson's cars, maybe eventually too. You can give Vince a call, 905-875-4925. And he mentioned, you know, the tight knit group there. If you want to call now, you don't want to talk to Vince at this moment, you can always call Nick, standing by, I believe, but 905-875-4925. Any questions here for Vince Uluzzi? WeFindYourCar.ca. When we come back, we'll delve into CashForYourCar.ca a bit more. But we'll do it all right here. Your calls as well. Global News Radio, 640 Toronto.
You are listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Global News Radio, 640 Toronto.
We are back. I'm Ryan, but Vince Uluzzi is here from WeFindYourCar.ca. He puts you in the virtual chair and you get the pre-owned vehicle that you're looking for. It could be on his lots within the GTA, Ontario, or from across Canada. He'll get it for you, make sure it's in proper working order, goes through checks and balances, everything he can do to make sure it is the vehicle you want, commercial or personal. We were just talking the previous segment. Gas, electric cars as well, as that becomes more of a market here in Canada. And CashForYourCar.ca, we'll definitely discuss more about that here in this segment. But you can always call Vince and his crew anytime at 905-875-4925. But yeah, Vince, before we jump into CashForYourCar.ca, we will jump to a call and we'll say good morning to our first caller on the show today, Mike in Pickering. And Mike, what do you have here for Vince Uluzzi?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, hey, Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, how are you doing, Vince?
Yeah.
I have a 2013 BMW convertible cabriolet with the M Sports package, and I bought it at Andros, brand new. It was the last year they made that model, and I paid about $62.5 for it out the door. I have it in a heated garage. It only sees summer months. It has 31,000 kilometers and a bid on it, and I'm wondering what it's worth.
You have a very unique and rare car. You probably have the only one in Canada like that when it comes to, you know, not that people don't carry a 1 Series convertible, but, you know, they stopped making them years ago, right? So there's not a lot of them left around. but you also have a low mileage convertible, and mm-hmm. it sounds like an exceptional condition. So that's not a typical car that we would see after that age. I'm still going to tell you what it's worth. I'm just giving you mm-hmm. Some props, and also that you have mm-hmm. something rare that yes. The value sometimes is hard to pinpoint, okay? But personally, if you were to sell that car on your own, I think $25,000, which you know, if you're just talking a one series coupe with 100,000 kilometers, are only worth like $10,000. So,
well, yeah, I know.
You know, you've got something a little unique and rare there. Now, we've explained on this show many times that one of our services is a dealer online auction where I post people's vehicles and get crazy money, especially from the U.S. bidders. That's a car mm-hmm. that we should definitely put up on my online auction because it costs you zero. There's no obligation. And, you know, the next day I give you the final value and we just right. let's keep $500 for ourselves and then you can decide to sell it or not if you're actually looking to sell it. So well, in my wholesale sure. world, though, Mike, yeah. it could be $20,000 to $23,000. In a mm-hmm. retail perfect world, maybe $25,000. You know, and it's not right. going to be easy to sell because it's an expensive older car. But,
right.
Yeah, any thoughts there?
Well, there is a thought there. See, I took it to the dealer because they had a promo and they were impressed because, I mean, the engine's still shining. There's no rust. Everything's glittering like it was from day one. And they said, well, Mike, if you trade up to a new one, we'd love this car, but we're only going to give you about 25 for it.
Yeah.
And I wasn't shocked because I thought, well, I've seen it for 10 and 12, but they all got 100, 120, 150. This car is newer than new if you look at it. It's unbelievable. So
they offered you all the money. They offered yeah. you what it's actually worth. Now, if it's worth more yeah. to you, then just keep it, right?
Actually, it's not. You know, I'm not driving that much anymore, and it's just a summer car, and I do have another car that I use most of the time. It was just a Sunday afternoon to the country drive sort of vehicle. So I am interested. Perhaps you could give me a call after the program.
Car. You know what I mean?
I have another car.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, you don't yeah. have to buy another car to get top right. dollar from us. You know what I mean? Where
mm-hmm.
their incentive is going to be to sell you another car to offer mm-hmm. $25,000. So, yeah, it costs you nothing. And if you ever want to come by Milton, let me know, okay? I don't need much notice, but just make sure you make a little appointment with me before you come down.
Well, if I may say, Vince, I'm interested. If you want to, do I call you back after the show or
yeah,
call me
yeah,
back?
Yeah,
how
you
does
can,
it work?
Our number, which we state on the show, is 905-875-4925, or just go to wefindyourcar.ca so you don't have to memorize my phone number.
Just make sure you make a little.
Excellent.
Okay,
there
my
we
friend,
go.
We'll
hey, thanks for, the, thanks for the call there, Mike. And
thank you.
You can
beautiful.
Also leave the
And the number
phone,
again
phone
is
number
905.
Go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah, with the team that he called through to, that's true as well. But yeah, the easy one is in this case cashforyourcar.ca, and as you said, Vince, for either process, cashforyourcar.ca, wefindyourcar.ca, doesn't cost any money upfront at all to spark the conversation and get details from you, your thoughts, your insights, all the possibilities, and that is information that you're ready to share with individuals as they kind of figure out what the best approach is, what to do. And it's interesting, though, as you mentioned to him, that, with the dealerships, it's usually they want to do some sort of a trade-in so they can get you into the next vehicle from their lot, correct?
Well, yeah, obviously. I mean, the dealership's goal is to sell a car. Yeah. Taking a trade-in, that salesperson he saw is not going to make any money or a commission, right? His commission's to sell a car. So they did offer him top dollar on a trade, but they're almost forcing you to spend another $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 to get that. And the other thing with new car dealers, when they give you a trade value, don't forget they have a markup in the new cars. Not that they're really discounting much these days, but they can always throw a couple $1,000s from their markup towards your trade to inflate it a bit, and just make the overall trade look stronger. But don't have to buy another car to sell your car. And that's where cashforyourcar.ca is a great option for a lot of people. And, you know, from our last show and the show before that, our shows during COVID have been, our phones have been ringing off the hook with people looking for values for their cars and what can we get for them. And we're interested in selling. And a lot of them do sell us their cars. The only thing we ask is make sure you have something that's actually resellable. So contact us first. We are not a scrap lot, which means, if you have a car that's, 10 years old, 15 years old, has 300,000 kilometers, maybe some rust showing, and you know it's not worth a lot of money, those are not the cars we're interested in. We're interested in cars that are resellable. Now, his car is 8 years old, 31,000 kilometers, BMW convertible in pristine shape. Yeah, we'll buy as many of those as people, our listeners, have. So again, if it's something that's resellable, that's what I always tell people. would you buy your car and keep it a long time? So if you look at your car and say, no, I wouldn't, then it's not something I would want either. So, you know, anything newer, we're definitely looking for, you know, 6 months old, one-year-old car, we buy it all. Doesn't matter the price range either. We'll buy anything from lesser expensive to really expensive. So it's a great service to contact us, find out what your car is worth. And in this extreme high seller's market right now, especially a gentleman like that that's barely driving that car, he should cash out. Because 2-3 years from now, when things catch up and the computer chip shortage is gone, and his car will drop $5,000 to $10,000. That's a fact.
Wow. Now, in terms of other vehicles, I know in past shows here, and again, if you want to connect with Vince, if a vehicle you think you'd like to sell, and it kind of ticks off all those boxes you mentioned, it's on a rust bucket, it's in good condition, you know, low mileage, 905-875-4925. But if you'd like to give us a call here live on the show and talk to Vince directly, it's 416-870-6400. But, you know, we've talked about trucks being an opportune time if you have one in great condition and you want to turn around and sell it. Is that still the case? Are we still seeing, you know, prices high for people looking to sell?
100%. Trucks are getting crazy money still. And again, there was a little downfall on some F-150s, for example. That's pretty much gone. Again, because we know the Ford plant and the Toyota plant and the Nissan plant, they're building cars, and some of them don't have computer chips, right? But they're still making the cars. And then eventually the computer chips come and they put them in the vehicles. So there was supposed to be a big flux of computer chips coming, and then bang, again in Southeast Asia, a couple of the plants got hit with a COVID outbreak. So that again boosted the used car sales. And this is something that we're on top of. We knew back in June and July that prices were going to go down. And guess what happened? We did a show in August, and I said, you know, the prices have dropped. And that's going to happen again in the future. As soon as things catch up, used car prices are going to drop again on certain things, like trucks that are overinflated right now. It's not going to drop on a Honda Accord. They're not really overinflated, maybe a little bit right now just because there's not many of them around where there used to be a lot of them around. But some vehicles, like some SUVs, some certain sports cars, and a lot of pretty much almost any type of truck, whether it be a smaller size truck like a Chevy Colorado or a Nissan Frontier, or the larger size full-size trucks like, you know, a Ram or an F-150 or a GMC Sierra, they're worth a ton of money right now. So if you don't need a truck, if you felt gas prices have gone up, my payments are too high, even if you owe money, even if it's on a lease, contact myself, and as long as we can buy that car out from the manufacturer, you can make money even off of your finance or lease. Or, you know, sometimes you might just break even, but you're out of that vehicle. You can get something less expensive. That happens a lot with people that buy trucks for their first time, and then they realize, oh my goodness, I'm spending $300 a week on gas, you know, because it can get expensive on fuel when you're driving those big, huge trucks. So we'll buy anything, finance or owned outright.
Yeah, you mentioned the L word, which I know sends shivers down your spine, the lease. And, you know, so it's interesting whether somebody's looking at the starting point for a vehicle and they, you know, I'm going to jump into a lease through the dealership. And then on the exit point where, yeah, they want to get out of that lease, that's something you can help them both points. You can help on the, you know, you could say the wefindyourcar.ca end and then the cashforyourcar.ca end as well, correct?
Totally. And as much as we'll just buy your car, you may also be in a situation to just downsize and get another car. We obviously provide that service. So we're not just buying cars, we're selling cars. But what we've made very clear is you don't have to buy a car from us to sell us your car, because everybody's in different situations. And man, if people want to listen to pre-recorded shows from years ago, anybody that was in a lease, you weren't getting out of it years ago, you know, in normal times. And that's going to happen again in the future, because leases are generally set up where you owe more money on the car than what it's worth. And they're front end interest loaded, which means you always owe a lot more in the beginning than you do at the end, like a mortgage. When you finance a car, that's not the case. The interest is spread out evenly over the whole loan. So you got to be very careful of leases. They're hard to break. But right now, depending on the type of car you have, not every car, you can get out of a lease. So if you're interested in that, find out what you owe first and then call me or fill out a form at wefindyourcar.ca or cashforyourcar.ca, and we can just give you numbers. Consultations are free. Doesn't hurt anybody to see what the situation is. And then, like I said, if business is done, great. If not, you know, you get some free advice and you move on. And that's what's great about our service. There's never going to be any pressure either way to buy a car from us, to sell us your car. All we want to do is give you info, help you, and then especially when it comes to the financing, which we just got into on our next segment, if you don't have good credit, if you've got A1 credit, what should you do? Should you buy? Should you pay cash? Should you finance? We'll talk about that in the next episode.
There we go. So that's what we'll be doing. No, hey, listen, that's great. And it makes my job easier here because all I have to say is if you have any questions for Vince, you can give us a shout here in the show. It's 416-870-6400. Give us a call this morning. We're live this Saturday morning. You can pick Vince's brain if you're looking for a pre-owned vehicle and kind of what Vince has been talking about there. If you know you're in the situation, not tomorrow or next week or the week after, but even months from now, you should start planning out the whole process and know when's the best time to strike, get the pre-owned vehicle you want, or the best time to sell. So to do that, you should talk to Vince. It doesn't cost you anything. 905-875-4925 to get him anytime. We'll talk about more on wefindyourcar.ca and bad credit situations when we come back on the other side. Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
You are listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
And we're back at it here. Ryan with you. I think that's Big Sugar. Turn the lights on. In this case, turn the car on. Yeah, okay. It was a lame joke, but we are talking about cars this hour. WeFindYourCar.ca, CashForYourCar.ca. The former is getting you the pre-owned vehicle that you want. You get to choose the make, the model, the color, and it's Vince's job to go out there, find it for you, and get it into your hands. Could be on his lot that he has in Milton or from anywhere across Canada. That's his job. He takes the stress, transfers it from your shoulders, puts it onto his, and he'll do all the work for you. And then cashforyourcar.ca, as we've been discussing earlier on in the program, you have a car in good condition, truck, van, whatever, talk to Vince. Doesn't cost you anything to figure out if now is the best time to put that into his hands for cash, for a transfer of funds that way, or maybe it's a couple months from now. Call him and figure that out. 905-875-4925. Vince, we have a couple of callers streaming in here, but I know before we do that, you wanted to quickly discuss bad credit situations for people who need a car, but they don't think they can afford one.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of car dealers that will cater to, you know, approving people with any type of credit, you know, good or bad. But understand, we're all different on how we go about that. Just because every car dealership can provide loans through financial institutions doesn't mean they're doing what's best for you. So there are a couple really good subprime banks that offer rates starting at 8.99%, not 30% or 25%. And we get a majority of our, you know, listeners and our normal clients that we've dealt with for years that, you know, not just from the radio show, that use this service that we have. And one of the banks is a big bank, which means it actually fixes your credit score. A private lender will not fix your credit score, even if you can get 5% interest rate. Not saying that that's what's out there. But the main goal is, if things have happened, you know, to you personally, whether it was an illness, a divorce, losing your job during COVID, there's a variety of reasons why credit can go bad. Well, to fix that credit takes a long time nowadays. The banks do not forgive bad credit. They will not offer you the prime rates, which are 4.99 to 5.99 on a used car for many years to come until you correct and they see proof that you can pay your bills again. So subprime at 8.99 or 9.99 or 10.99 sounds bad, but it only equates to $30 to $50 more a month. That's not bad if you've gone through bankruptcy or you've gone through major collections or you haven't paid your bills for 3 or 4 months. You know, it's a small penalty to pay, but the key is going to the right place that's going to put you through the right financial institution to get your credit back on track and fixed while you're paying that penalty. And that's where we come into play. That's where people trust to use us. So if you've had any issues with your credit and you need a vehicle, come to us first. If you go to a lot of these other places first, they're going to run your credit through 10, 20, 30 financial institutions and do what's best for them. Because dealers do get paid what's called the reserve. We don't hide that fact. The financial companies do give little kickbacks. It's not a lot, but there is money that they pay dealers. While dealers might be offering you a higher rate, you wouldn't even know if you got approved at 9.99. They might offer you 15.99 because they want to make some extra money in their pocket. So trust us to get you the lowest rate. We've been here on air now over 12 years with the We Find Your Car show on Global News 640. And the key is we've been on air and live for a long time because we keep doing what we say we're going to do. We're going to get you the lowest possible rate. We're going to get you into a great car, not a lemon that's going to blow up on you, and then you're stuck with this big loan and high interest rate loan and no car and even in a worse situation. We put people in great positions. Trust us to do that. Now you can take the calls, buddy.
There we go. Beautiful. Well, if anybody wants to call you directly or during the show right now, Nick is standing by, 905-875-4925. And that prong of Parkway Auto's business is wefindyourcar.ca. But yeah, let's get to some calls here at 416-870-6400. And the first one up is Rob in Georgetown. And Rob, what's your question for Vince?
So my question is, in my opinion right now, because dealerships do not have any new vehicle inventory, it seems or appears that there is a premium being paid right now on used vehicles at dealerships and even in private sales. So are you of the opinion that if you can wait for a purchase of a used vehicle to maybe wait until the inventory corrects itself in 2022 at the dealerships? And do you feel once the dealerships start receiving their new inventory, will the used market kind of correct itself and go back to what it was?
Well, yeah, 100% it will. The problem is nobody's going to have the crystal ball on when it corrects itself. I mean, people need cars. People need to switch cars. But just like a house, okay, this is what I tell a lot of people, especially if you have a trade-in. If you have a trade-in right now, go ahead and buy your used car right now. Yeah, you're overpaying for the used car, but guess what? You're going to get overpaid on your trade. It's going to be a wash. So if I sell my home right now, and which has gone up tremendously, appreciated in the last 6 years since I've owned it, I still have to go buy another home. That might also be overpriced, but someone's overpaying me for mine, so I can make the move if I want to make the move. I guess the bad thing to do might be if you don't need a car right now and you don't have a trade, maybe you shouldn't buy a car right now and you can sit and wait. The problem is the computer chip shortage might last a year to 2 years. It might not, you know, it could be 3 months, it could be 6 months, could be a year, could be 2 years before we get back to normal. Nobody's going to know that. We'll keep advising here on the show every month. You know, you can listen in, and if I have updated information, I'll definitely let the listeners know. Right now, prices are going to be high for a while. I don't see a change. So if you're getting great money back on your trade, then go ahead and buy the car. But if you don't need a car right now, as for the listener just said, yeah, you can hold off and wait and see what happens. But prices can keep going up as well.
Okay, thanks.
It's of my opinion. So I just have recently bought two newer used vehicles in the last 4 weeks. So it appears to me that there is still no balance. It appears to me that the dealerships are not paying you a premium for your trade-in. To me, it's like it was before. So that would be my comment.
Yeah, then you went to the wrong place because We're paying crazy money for trade-ins right now. I've never seen anything like it because we can still resell that car and make a little bit of money. If somebody didn't give you good trade-in value but you overpaid for the new, then you went to the wrong place because everybody's overpaying for trade-ins right now. I don't know a dealership that isn't. And I've been doing this, you know, 27 years, and I know a lot of dealers. I mean, that's the whole goal. We're paying a lot for trade-ins because we can still resell those trades and make a small profit but also sell our cars. So,
excellent.
You know, cars are up, but trades are at a premium for sure. At least deal with wefindyourcar.ca then if you can, because I'm paying crazy money for trade-ins right now.
There we go. Hey, thanks for the call there, Rob. Appreciate it. Good question. And we still have time for more. If you have any questions or you want to find out, hey, how much is my vehicle worth? If you're actually considering turning it in for cash or potentially doing a trade-in as well, now's the time to talk to Vince, 416-870-6400. And you can always call Vince anytime after the show, 905-875-4925, to talk to him privately. More here on wefindyourcar.ca, cashforyourcar.ca. Vince Liuzzi, Global News Radio, 640 Toronto.
You are listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
If you would like to get a vehicle and you get to determine what that vehicle is, Vince's job at no cost up front to start off the whole relationship. Doesn't cost you anything to find out what he can get for you. maybe what he can recommend. And it's his job to go out and find it for you across Canada and make sure it's in perfect working condition. And the flip side to that is the other end of the spectrum is cashforyourcar.ca. You have a vehicle, it's in good condition. We're not talking about, you know, nothing too old, but and he can take it off your hands for cash or do a trade-in, and that's cashforyourcar.ca. And Vince, as we're accepting more calls here, Williams dropped off the line, but he had a 2007 Ford Ranger. He said 70,000 clicks and snow tires on that beast. I mean, yeah. Is that something that is within a range you can deal with, or what would you say to that?
I mean, it's 14, 15-year-old truck. It's going to be dependent on the condition. It might still have some value, like, I don't know, $4,000 to $8,000 maybe. I mean, it's not worth nothing because it has such low mileage, but it's also older. But if it's in beat up, you know, if there's some rust, it's not going to be worth a lot. But if he wants to contact me after the show, we can talk if he's, you know, interested in selling it. But as far as just getting an idea, maybe $4,000 to $8,000 because trucks are high, you know, they hold a high resale value. So if it was a car, it'd be worth pretty much nothing. But because it's a truck, it still has a value.
All right, excellent. And we'll see if we can sneak another call in here. I think we have Bill and Aurelia with something for you, Vince. And we'll say good morning to Bill. Bill, what do you have?
Yes, how are you, Vince?
Hello?
I have a 1986 Mercedes 560 STL Classic. And the mileage on it, it's never been winter driven. I've always stored it and put it on blocks for the winter. I have it's 191,084 miles.
And unfortunately, I wouldn't be able to give you a value for that car. It's just out of the realm, too old. I don't see them. I don't deal with them. But, you know, my advice would be to go down the Auto Trader, you know, see if there's anything around out there. I don't imagine they're worth a lot, but if it's some sort of a classic car that holds a value, I have no knowledge of that.
Right. I was just wondering if somebody in the actual film industry would be interested for doing movies.
Know, right? I mean, like, it's going to have some value, I'm sure, because, you know, it's some of these older Mercedes do carry a value. It's not going to be anything crazy, but it's worth going just on Auto Trader. In your distance, put Canada nationwide and see if anyone else has one out there and see what they're asking just to get an idea. That would be my best advice to you. Okay, Bill?
Yeah, I appreciate that, Vince.
No problem. Good luck.
Excellent.
Great. Thanks.
There we go. And Bill, if you or anybody else you know would like to talk to Vince further about, you know, getting a pre-owned vehicle, and if they have something that is definitely, you know, kind of within the recent year model, definitely reach out to 905-875-4925 or cashforyourcar.ca, and wefindyourcar.ca. But again, Vince, for cashforyourcar.ca, you've been saying that now may still be a good time for people who have a vehicle within, you know, a good age and it's in good condition that they can turn that into you for some cash.
Yeah, I mean, we're always looking for vehicles to put in our inventory. We always have clients looking for cars. Like I said, we've been doing this a long time. So, you know, it never hurts to contact us to see what the vehicle is worth if you're actually looking to sell it. I mean, if you know, I always say we're not just a simple appraisal service. We are a business, you know, running a business. And looking to actually buy vehicles. So if you have a serious interest of possibly selling the car, then definitely contact us. If you know you just want to get an idea what your vehicle's worth, like I told the last caller, you can always go on Auto Trader, punch in your car, and you know get an idea of you know what your car's worth, because maybe you've heard, oh, car prices are up, used car prices are up, but that might mean nothing to you. You might have a car and say, I don't know what my car's worth. You can always just go online and do some research yourself. And then if it's something that you're interested in selling, you can call me and I can give you a firm number right over the phone. You don't have to bring it in. And then there's the other service where we offer, you know, the appraisal service through our online dealer auctions, where we can guarantee you a value, you know, through a lot of the U.S. buyer contacts we have and get you top dollar for your vehicle, especially if you have trucks or SUVs or some sports cars. Again, all cars work. You can even have simply a Volkswagen Golf GTI. I mean, we're looking to buy anything that's resellable. We're also offering the service, which I always tell people not to forget. We do sell cars, so wefindyourcar.ca. If we don't have it in stock, we'll do our best to go through all our dealer auctions across Canada and find and put you in the perfect car. We put you in our virtual chair, no money up front, no signatures up front. We can get you pre-approved for loans starting at 4.99% interest, fixed rates for all our listeners. And again, we delved a little bit into electric cars today. So if you have any questions about those, if you want to come down to our lot and test drive, you know, one of the Chevy Bolts, Nissan Leafs, or Hyundai Konas that I might have in stock, feel free to come look at them. It might be something that you're interested in. They are great cars. They are going to slowly take over the future. I wouldn't panic and think that the whole world will be electric cars in the next 10 to 15 years. That's not going to happen. Gas cars have been around for a long time, and they still will be around for a long time. But probably for the planet Earth to survive, you know, 100 years plus, eventually, you know, we're going to turn over to electric cars. But nothing to panic about right now. Something to think about. You can buy them now. And, you know, do your research is all I would say. And if you have any questions, contact us here anytime at 905-875-4925. Or very easy, go to wefindyourcar.ca. We've got online credit apps you can fill out. There's a form that you just hit the Get Started button if you don't want to talk to me yet. And we'll get back to you via an email and a phone call if you do leave your number. And we'll just have a free, you know, heart-to-heart consultation, whether you have good credit, bad credit, financing questions, questions about new cars, used cars. We can help you with anything as far as the questions go.
Yeah, Vince is your man, and I've gone through the process with him and family and friends as well, and it really is a pretty calm conversation. And Vince, you just kind of fire off the numbers, the facts, the realities, the possibilities. And as you said, it doesn't cost anything. And, you know, people should be contacting you. They don't want to have to deal with the stress. It's a stressful thing to look for, I would say, the next most expensive decision to make in your life next to a home purchase. It's whatever you do with your vehicle. So you don't want to have to deal with the stress. Is the car you're looking for, a truck, in a safe working condition? Is there something lurking beneath the paint? You don't want to have to deal with that. And also the selling process. It's a lot of work on that end as well. So give Vince a call anytime, 905-875-4925. And then we'll do this again next time, Vince.
Yeah. And don't forget one last thing. If you're looking for a sports car, buy them now when they're cheap. I've got a great stock of Corvettes, Camaros, Mustangs, yeah, Pontiac Solstice, you name it. We have it. Even an older Miata hardtop convertible. Make sure you check out my sports car inventory. Buy them sooner than later. Have a good weekend.
There you go. You too, wefindyourcar.ca, Global News Radio, 640 Toronto.
The preceding was a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Global News Radio, 640 Toronto.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.